י"ד עמוד א', אמר שמואל, right before the middle of the עמוד, אמר שמואל, מי תימא דרבנן, what is the svar of the דרבנן? דרבנן holds that השטר שאין בו יחייס, you also gave it from משבודת. סברי אחייס תוי סייפהו. Rabbonon hold achayis toseif. Let us see Rashi. My taimayu de Rabbonon, the omri, ki ein boy achayis nachosim, even though it doesn't say in the shtar achayis, goi va'af min ha-mishubodim, you can mom from the mishubodim. So Shmuel said, because they hold achayis toseif, who? She'ein oikosov b'shtar, if there's no achayis written in the shtar, seifa hu sheto, the seifa made a toys. Avol ze loy lova loy ma'isov b'loy achayis nechosim. But that we will never assume that he lent him money without achayis. Loy shodi inish zuzi b'chdi. I have a non sadi. A person will never lend money without achayis, because that is the only way that he's guaranteed to get back his money. But this is mamish throwing away his money. So even though achayis is not mentioned in the shtar, that does not mean that there was a halva without a shibud nechosim. The zikha was a shibud nechosim. And that it wasn't mentioned in the shtar, because the seifa made a toys, he forgot to add this into the shtar. Frank, let's get back to the Gemara. Umiyomar Shmuel Hochi. The Shmuel take hold achayis to seifa. Vomar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Shvach, Shvar, Vishibud, Tzorech Limolech. The Seifer, he has to ask the Moicha, we'll see soon in Rashi exactly what this means. But Shmuel said, when one is a Seifer by a Shtar Mecher, so he has to ask the Moicha, is the Moicha Mekabel on himself to be Meshabet his Karkois? For example, Reuven sold a karka to Shimon, and what's going to be if the Balei Chovos of Reuven will take away the karka of Shimon? Can Shimon now go back to the Moicher in mon from the Moicher's Nechosim? The Lamaisi had purchased a karka, the karka was taken away from him. Are the Moichers Nechosim Meshubid to the Lekeach that the Lekeach can be goive the Dmei HaKarka that he had purchased from the Moicher? So in order that a Sefer should write such a thing in the Shtar Mecher, he has to question the Moicher if the Moicher is masking to this. Let us see Rashi. Shvach, Shvar, Vishibud, Tzorech Limolech. Ha-Seifer, Tzorech Limolech, B'Moicher, Soda Lachaveroi. Someone sold a field to his Chava. Lishoyel Emenu, so now the Seifer asks the Moicher, Im yekabel all of lichtoy b'shtar ha-mechire, if the moicher is mekabel on himself to write in the shtar mechire, shehu shibed loy nechosav l'mechire zu, that he's meshabed his nechosim for this mechire, sheim yovoy bal choyvoy v'yitrefenu min aloikeyach. If the bal choy will come, if the malve of the moicher will come and take away this karke from the lekeach, sheyigve lekeach zeh, So now the lekeach will be goive hakeren. The keren means how much the etzem karka was worth that was taken away from the lekeach. Vahashvach sheishbiach bo. Also, the lekeach, if the lekeach was mashbiach the karka, he improved the karka, he invested money in the karka, lifnei tilfe, before it was taken away from him, mishvar idis shebenechose. And that's the taich shvar, that means that the moicher will pay up the lekeach from the idiots of his nechosim, from the best of his nechosim. That means not from beininus, or pay up from the idiots of his nechosim. So Shmuel said that the sefer, whenever there's a shtar that is written, a shtar mecher that is written, that a mecher is selling a karke to a lekeach, the sefer has to question the mecher, is he maskim to be mishabed his nechosim for the lekeach, if his balchay will take it away from the lekeach, is the mecher maskim to be mishabed his nechosim? Is it the mecher maskim to be mishabed his nechosim to pay for the shvach that the lekeach was mashbiach the karke, and is he also masking that this should be payat meidiyah shebenechosav? Ve'im loin, let's go back to Rashi. Ve'im loin nim lachboy. But what is if the sefer did not question the moicher, didn't ask the moicher, should I write this in the shtar? Layichtoiv. So he has no right to write this in the shtar. Sheyesh moicher, there are moichem shein mekabel olav achayis. There's many moichem, I'm selling the karke, but I'm not insuring that the lekeach, that if the karke will be taken away from him, that I'm achoy to pay him back. That's number one. Va'af im kibel ala keren. And even you'll have a moicher that's mekabel achayis on the keren, on the amount that the karka was sold for, lekibel ala shvach, but it's not necessary that it's mekabel to be an achoy to ensure the lekeach that he'll pay him for the shvach that was invested in the karka that was purchased. Va'af im kibel al shneyem. And even if he was mekabel, he'll pay, he's mekabel achayis on the keren, and on the shvach, lekibel lahagvoisa min ha'idiyas. But it's not necessary that he was mekabel to pay from idiyas. Ela min ha'beininus. So, alme. So now, Rashi feels like, so what is the kasha? Lav to yisayferu. So if there are some protim that are missing from the shtar, I do not say that itzicha, everything was agreed upon. Why wasn't it written in the shtar? Because the sefer made a tois. I don't say such a thing. The ikar lemeima, I'll say punfakel, imlech bei. The sefer questioned the moicher. Are you maskim to be mishabed your karkois, to be achroi and for the lekeach? For lekibul alei, and he wasn't mekabel. So memele, so we have here a stira in Shmuel. Here Shmuel says that if you see a shtar milve, and nothing is written in the shtar, so Shmuel said we have to assume the zicher, the loive was zicher mishabed his karkois to the malve, and memele you can mum from the lekuches. Why is this not mentioned in the shtar? Mistamba, the sefer made a mistake and forgot to enter this in the shtar. But it's zicher that every loiv is mishabed his karkois to the malve. And if it is not mentioned in this shtam, I attribute this to a tois that the sefer made. That's one member of Shmuel. And we have another member of Shmuel, that Shmuel says that a sefer, before he writes any such inyan in the shtar, that the moicher is mishabed his karkois, is mishabed the karkois for the shvach also, midyashab and nechosav, all these things have to be previously okayed by the moicher, and then the sefer can write it into the shtar. And Kozman, one does not have a askome from the moicher, he has no right to write anything in the shtar. So we see from this member of Shmuel that in order for anything to be written, afilu the shibud and the kerem, you need to question the moicher, and if the moicher is maskim, you write it in. If the moicher is not maskim, you don't write it in. And here we have a member of Shmuel that the zicher was, the levi was zicher meshabed the karkois, it's not written in. I attribute this to a tois. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, leime man da omar ho, loy omar ho. So the Gemara says, lochere, it's a stire in two members of Shmuel. And lochere, it's a machloikis. One member of Shmuel is that Shmuel holds a chayis to his sofer. And one member of Shmuel is that Shmuel doesn't hold a chayis to his sofer. If a chayis has to be written in the shtar, it's only written if there was a consent of the mishabit. And if there's no consent, you don't write it in. So if I don't see any achayis in the shtar, I attribute because the Baal HaShtar was not mishabit himself. That's why there's no achayis. So the Gemara says, Lema manda omaho leyomaho, tzamach leikas hameroim at Shmuel holds. Suma says, no, leikash. The kasha doesn't begin. Kan b'shtar harvo, the yoiv inish zuzi b'chdi. By a shtar halvo, when someone lends money to someone else. Now, the only way he's not giving matonis, he's making a halvo, he's lending money. So the only reason he's lending money, because he wants to be secure to get back the money he's lending. What secures the halvo? Nichse de inish inon areven loy. The nechosim that a loyve possesses, this guarantees that the choyv will be paid out. So memele, if a person lends money, I can be assured he will not lend money and take a risk that the halvo will not be paid up. It's zicher. He will only lend money if the loive is meshabet his karkois. So memele, so therefore I say if I don't see, that's a non-sadi, that a malva will never lend money without a loive being meshabet his karkois to ensure that the chay will be paid up. So if I see a shtar without a chayis, I can attribute how did this occur. Not because you have a meshug in the malve. Mm-hmm. No, it occurred because the sefer made a mistake and forgot to enter this in the shtar. That is by halvo, kam b'shtar halvo, d'layog inish zuzi b'chdi. A person will not lend money without ensuring that he'll get back the money. Kam b'mekech hamemke. The second member of Shmuel, Shvach, Shvar, Veshibo, Tzorech, Limolech, is speaking about Mekech and Memka. A person is buying a karke, Dovid Inish, Dizovin Are, Leyoime. When a person is purchasing a karke, so there, he's masking to take a gamble, even though there's a possibility the karke might be taken away from him through a balchoi. There's a possibility, but al kaponim, he can derive benefit from the karke till the Baal Chai will take it away. There'll be peiris that will grow in the karke, and he can derive benefits. So it's not called he's throwing away his money. He's making an investment. He's purchasing a karke. Maybe the karke will be taken away. There's such a possibility. Maybe it won't be taken away. But a fillet will be taken away, but he has a potential to derive benefit from the karke till it will be taken away. So mele, if one wants, if the lekeach wants that the moicher should ensure that he's going to be mishabed his karkois to the lekeach, that if it will be taken away, he'll be mishabed his karkois, that the lekeach will be insured to get back his money. You have to ask the moicher if he's maskim to this, if he's maskim to be mekabel achayis on the mekach, and Kol's money was not asked, so the sefer has no right to write it. And you find the shtar without achayis, I assume that the moicher was not maskim to be mekabel achayis. Ki ahi da'avua bar'ihi. Then the Gemara brings a maise, that there was a maise, Avu Abai Zovin Alisa Me'achse. Avu Abai purchased an aliyah, a second floor, from his sister. Osa Balchoiv Tolfomine, and a Balchoiv came and took it away from him. So he was left without anything. Osa Lekame Demar Shmu, he came to Shmu, he purchased something from his sister. The Baal Chayiv took it away, and now he's left without anything. Omalei, so Shmuel asked him, Kosveloch Achayis. Shmuel asked him, did she write Achayis when you purchased this aliyah? But did she give a guarantee that if it will be taken away from you, it shall replenish the money you gave? Omalei loy. No, she did. She wasn't mekabel achayis. Amalei. So then Shmuel told him, "Im kein zil l'shalma." So it's, I'm sorry. I mean, so fafal. Amalei v'hamar hu da'amar achayis to seifa. So yes, you Shmuel, you yourself said that even though there's no achayis in the shtar, we say achayis to seifa, and I assume that the zikha was achayis, and that it's not written in the shtar, it's a toy sefer. Omalei, hani mili b'shitrei alvo. B'shitrei alvo, then I say that the zikha was a mutual understanding that the loive is mekabel achayis. Abo b'shitrei mekech memka loy, there's no such mutual understanding. Tovidinish tezovin ara liyayme. A person can purchase a karke and a suffix that because he has a potential to derive benefit from it, even though if eventually it'll be taken away from him. Let us see Rashi. Leime man da omar ho mishmei de Shmuel, lo yomar ho, because here it's a stire. Vameiroi nino alibe de Shmuel, it's a machlikes ameiroi alibe de Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no, it matters. Bishitre halvo to seiferu. By a shtar halvo, if achayis are not written, I say, the reason it wasn't written, because the seifer made a toys. Given the loy ochel peiris, the malve doesn't have any achilas peiris. V'loy misani midi, he has no benefit at all from this transaction. He's lending money, he's doing a chesed, his leishodi zuzi bechdi, so he won't throw away his money. Le'oisvei b'loi achayis, that he's going to lend the money without any guarantee. V'zei yimker nechosov, and the loive conveniently will sell his nechosim. R'sheyovei ligvois le'yimse klum, so I have a non-sadi, that a malva would never do such a thing. So I have an ansadi that the zikha was a mutual understanding that there'll be a chayis to pay up the chayv. But by Mekach and Memkach, Chavadinish desovin are leyoymen. Lesofik yoym echot. A person will purchase a karke, lesofik yoym echot. Shemalo yitchefu mimenu. Moses Bachlal will take it away. Lesofik, he purchased a karke, who says Bachlal, a balchoy will come and take it away. Vim yitchefu. And a filler, you will eventually take it away. Shemal is man merube. Maybe he'll take it away after a long period of time. Va'oichel besoich kach peres habi. In the meantime, he made a good purchase. He's eating peres keseda. So it's not called the washodi zuzi bechdi. He didn't throw away his money. He made an investment. Zil l'shalma. Ein kan oidin. There's no din toir anymore. Shemachal talakel. Since you didn't buy the chayiv, so the chayiv, you are meichel, and you are meichel. You purchase it without a kabbalah sachayiv. I once heard a choshev ha'orem from a goyin, Rabbi Yechazan, Zechayne Levroche, and he was meirer as follows. We have to understand the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara asks Astira and Shmuel. Here Shmuel says Achayis to Seifer by Halvor. Here by Mecher he doesn't say Achayis to Seifer. So we have a kasha. Shmuel says a teretz. Fine. He says L'chayre the kasha doesn't begin. Why? So he said as follows. He says Bishleime by Halvor. When Reuven lends money to Shimon, so this is a machlokes if we hold shibuda deraisa. Now, if we hold shibuda deraisa, so that means Shimon owes Reuven money. He borrowed money from him. So, if you hold shibuda deraisa, that means automatically the karkois become meshubed to the choiv that Shimon has to Reuven. That's a tight shibuda deraisa. No one spoke about anything. But Shimon owes Reuven money. So there's a concept of shibuda deraisa that the Torah was meshabed, the nichsei hamechayev, the nichsei haloive to pay up the chayvis of the loive. That's if you hold shibuda deraisa. If you hold shibuda lav deraisa, shibuda lav deraisa means no. Min ha-teire, it doesn't work automatically. You owe money, you owe money. Your karka doesn't become automatically mishubed. But Chazal said, by a milve pishtar, since there's a keil. That means everyone knows about it. So there won't be any hefsed of the lekuches. And if there won't be a shibud, no one will lend money. So Chazal said, that a milve bishtar, that means the lekuches won't lose anything, and if the karkois won't be mishubit, so no one will lend any money, no one is going to be mishugit to lend money. So Chazal said a milve bishtar is mishubit al takon. So now like this, by halvo the sibbe that there is a shibut is either the Torah made a shibut. You owe him money, so your karka is meshubit. Well, Chazal made a shibut, al snilas delas. So there's a reason why the karka is meshubit. There's a reason why. Now we can clear a shaila. Oh, but it doesn't say in the shtar. It's not mentioned. So Shmuel said, on this problem, it's not a kvelt. You know why it doesn't say in the shtar? It doesn't say in the shtar because the sefer made a toys. Fine. So that was the first memra of Shmuel. Now, let's talk about the second memra of Shmuel. Reuven sells a karka to Shimon. Reuven sells a karka to Shimon. Fine. He sold him a karka. Now, let's talk about, we're talking about the karka is a meshubadike karka. We're talking about the lekeich knows it's a meshubadike karka. You know, I'm selling you a karka. It's a meshubadike karka. Fine. Now, is Reuven automatically, now if this karka will be taken away from Shimon. I mean, Shimon purchased a karka with a lien on it. I mean, these are facts of life. Shimon knew about it. There's a lien on it. You bought it. Fine. Is there a automatic chiyuv that Reuven has to pay him for? You bought a karka, it was taken away from you. I have to insure the karka. There's an automatic sibbe that I owe it to you. There's no sibbe. There's no sibbe. I mean, you bought a karka, you know there's a lien on the karka. Finished. That's what you bought. So finished. There's no, I don't owe you anything. Now, if I wrote in the shtar that I'm a kabul achayis, that I'll guarantee you if the karka will be taken away, so I'll pay you for it. Kefaldik. So good. So he was mishabed himself with the shtar. That means the shtar is making a shibut. He was mishabed himself. If he didn't write this in the shtar, what should make the shibut? There's nothing to make the shibut. I mean, it's no dover memele. Bishloime by alvo, bishloime by alvo. The havo makes a shibut. If you owe shibut the arises, so the havo makes a shibut. You owe money, your kark is mishubet to pay up your chayvus. So memela, that's called shibut the arises. If you owe shibut the lav the arises, so Chazal said, you know, listen, if the karkois won't be mishubet, no one will ever lend any money. So Chazal said, amulve bishtar. It becomes Meshubit. Since there's a Keil, it becomes Meshubit. So the Sibis HaShibud is either Shibud HaDeraisa, Shibud HaDerabona, but there is a Sibis that's making a Shibud. So good. So now, the only Shailit, Uba doesn't say in the Shtar, so that Shmuel said, so it doesn't say in the Shtar. It means the Sefer forgot to write it in. But I have a Sibis to make the Shibud. So Mamela, so then we understand Shmuel very well. Masha Enken, when a person sells a karka to a lekeach, that there is a lien on the karka, there's a shibud on the karka. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. Fine. So now, if the moicha wants to be mishabed himself, I'll guarantee the mekach that if it's taken away from you, I'm mishabed my karka to pay you back. Gevaldik tovi ole broche. Fine. If he wrote this in the shtar, so the shtar made the shibud. If it was not written in the shtar, so what should make the shibud? It's not an automatic shibud. So by mecha yizicha have to write it in the shtar. If it's not written in the shtar, you don't need something that'll make the shibud. That was his kasha. Perhaps, it's a good kasha, but perhaps let us just say a vote that Rab Shimon Shkop says, and perhaps with this we can fa'emphor the kasha and understand our Gemara. Rab Shimon asks a moiridike ha'ore. We'll talk about metaltalim for 1 minute. A person buys metaltalim, he buys a behemoth. A behemah is nikta b'mashicha. Fine. A meshach, the behemah. I'm selling you the behemah. You make a mashicha on the behemah, you kind of behemah. How much are you selling the behemah for? $125. Fine. We made up. He's meshach, the behemah. He owes him $125. Fine. The behemah gets a heart attack the next minute. Fine. I changed my mind. Finish. You owe $125. I mean, there was a mekech hamemke. You bought the behemah. You have to pay $125. Frekt Rab Shimon, where was there a maise kinyan on the $125? He never made a maise kinyan. He said, I'll pay $125. But there was no maise kinyan. There was a maise kinyan on the behemah. They made a mashiach on the behemah. But there was no maise kinyan on the obligation to pay for $125. I said a lot of things. But al kaponim, but why am I mechuyev to pay $125? So Rab Shimon HaYesod. And the Yesod of Rab Shimon is as follows. kol shen nigma ve'eze maise kinyin al iker hamekach. He's not giving away matanis over here. There was a agreement to sell a behemoth. And on the etzim mekach of the behemoth, there was a maise kinyin. He was maishach the behemoth. Oz mahani kol hanidbar beinehem bamir lechut. That means the other pratim that were factors in the kinyan, you don't have to make a maise kinyan on every prat. If on the iker mekach there was a maise kinyan, so memele the that which was spoken on and understood, that becomes automatically mechuyev without a maise kinyan. Since this is a prat in the mekach, this is not, he's selling you a behemoth for a certain amount of money, so you don't have to make a maise kinyan on each prat. If on the iker mekach a maise kinyan was made, whatever was spoken or was understood b'shas the mekach, that becomes automatic, even though there was no maise kinyan. That means he didn't make a, he wasn't mechayvim. He said, I'll give you $125. It was only a mirah. But you don't need a maise kinyan on the protim of the mecca, since the amount is a chelak of the ike mecca. If you make a maise kinyan, the ike mecca, all the protim fall in and they become mechuyev without a maise kinyan. As is a krapshime. So memeilem, so l'chayre could very well be the same thing over here also. If there would be a mutual understanding that a l'keyach who buys a karke, before the Gemara says, mechira l'yoyim is also something, but if there'd be a mutual understanding, I'm purchasing a karke, I know that you have a bal chayv, and there's a mutual understanding. Listen, I'm giving you the money under the mutual understanding that if the karka will be taken away from me, you'll reimburse me. If there would be such a mutual understanding, there's not going to be no maise kinyan. There's no maise kinyan on this. But this is a condition that every lekeach purchases a karka with this mutual understanding. I'm giving you money, so if I can't, I mean, just like a bad marshal, a person purchases an appliance as a 90-day guarantee. That means, that's understood, that if it breaks in 90 days, I return it. There are certain things that afilu, there wasn't even written, if it's understood. So this automatically is chal without a beferish and maise kinyan. There was no maise kinyan that was mishabed the meichas nechosim to the lekeach, but it's understood. He's going to guarantee the mecca. So the Gemara held, according to Shmuel, if Shmuel says this is, that means that what it's not written in the shtar does not mean anything. That what it's not written in the shtar is, I attributed it, but it's understood, it should be like that. So say, Chayistah Sefer. So here, if it would be understood that every Meicha is Mekabel Achayis, for every karka that is sold, that it will be taken away from the lekeach, through a bal choy, he'll reimburse the lekeach. If that would be true, so then we have a kasha. So this shibud would work automatically. The shibud should work without a maise kinyan. You don't need a new maise kinyan. If you say a chayis to a seif, is that what it doesn't say in the fine print is irrelevant. It's understood and, so, but the Gemara says, Fakert, it's not understood. It's not muchach, but the meicher is mekabel achayis. A mechir eliyoyim is also something. So therefore, so then I say, pum Fakert. But could be there's no need to make a maise kinyan on the shibud if it would be understood. Let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis, shibud tzorich limolech. Zuk Taisvis, Bishitrei Mekach, we're speaking about that what Shmuel says, that you have to, the Sefer has to ask the Meicher, is he maskim to be mishabet his karke, think about Peshitre Mekach. The Eloi Kosvoi, and if it was not written, Mibnechori Nami Legovi. So then, not only are the karkois of the Moicha not mishubit, the Lekeach can't go to the Moich and Montem Bnei Chayrib. The Moich doesn't owe him a penny. There was no obligation mitzad a Moich to reimburse the Lekeach, to ensure the Mekach. Kedo Oma Besomach. The Gemara says later, Afilu Shaloi Ba'achayas, we'll see the Gemara later, we'll understand the case. Dleinecha Levi Tarum is the Shimo Alai, Alma Lai Hodar Alai. The Gemara says later clearly that if the Moicha was not Mekabel Achayis on the Mekach, so the Lekeach can't get a penny out of him. So for Kelt, that's the aside of the Gemara, because it's not something that is automatic, that is understood, and so Mamela, without writing it in the Shtar, there's no obligation whatsoever mitzad the Moicha to ensure and reimburse the Lekeach. Avo, now Taisus talks about a new case. In Nigzal Tofo, a new case. We're talking about a case that Reuven sold a karke to Shimon, right? Sold a karke. 5,000 talos, he sold a karke. Sold Gebaldik. 2 days later, Levi comes to Shimon. I got news for you. This is a stolen karke. This is my karke. This Reuven stole it from me. And now this Levi brings proof that it's his karke. Reuven sold you my karke. So Lemaise, let us just have the soul. Reuven sold Levi's karke to Shimon, and he took $5,000 for it. But it's a mekach tois. He sold them the Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, he sold them something that not belong to him. He sold them stolen goods. So Taisva says, Avol inigzal tofo. If the nigzal comes to the lekeach and takes it away from him, not a bal choyv, a nigzal comes. Choyzer al agazla. Now, Shimon comes to Reuven. You sold me a karka which did not belong to you. So there was no transaction whatsoever over here. It wasn't your karka to sell. So what really occurred over here? I lent you money. That's all. There was no mekach hamemka over here. You didn't sell me anything. It's considered like I gave you money, so you owe me back money. There was no mekach hamemka here. So Taisva says, Avol inigzal tofo, Choyzer ala gazlan. Now Shimon comes to the gazlan. Afilu beloyachayis. Afilu nothing was written in the shtar. Vafilu mimishabdi. And he came on from mishabode. Kiven dahavi mekach tois. So Taisva says, Amur de keder. Since the mekach is a mekach tois, Reuven sold Shimon Levi's karke. Havale shtar halvo. So it's a shtar halvo. Period. It's not called a shtar mekach, it's a shtar halvo. And by a shtar halvo, we have a klal achayis to a sefer. That means this document, it would seem from Taisvis that it said in the Shitre Mekach, the karke was sold for X amount of money. So Mamela, now that we find out that the karke never belonged to Reuven, so the shtar is a shtar halvo, that Shimon gave Reuven an X amount of money, so Mamela we're going to say Achai is to a sefer, and he can run back a filu from the Mishabodim from Reuven. Fine. Vahashti Avalei Shtar Avo, and then a filu with that, then you can run. Vahashti Yosei Shaper the Loikoma Hochi Peiri. That's why when Shmuel spoke out the things, the obligations, what the Moicha is going to pay back to Lekeach, he didn't mention the Peiris that the Lekeach ate from the Karka. because Shmuel, the Meiri, Shabal Chayv Tofa. Shmuel is talking about a case that the Malve was Torev the Kalke from the Lekech. The less lay peri, so all the peris, if a person purchases a karke, the karke has a lien on it. And after 2 years, the malve comes and takes back the karke. So all the peris that the lekeach had eaten belongs to the lekeach. The malve only had a shibud on the karke, can take back the karke. The peris, which the lekeach had eaten, belongs to lekeach. K'da oma lekamon, bal choiv goive es ha-shvach. If the lekeach was mashbiach the gufa karke, so the bal choiv, when he takes the karke, now the lekeach invested money in the karke, he'll take back the karke, with the he takes back the whole karke, he'll pay the lekeach for his services. But Balchoy Goyves a Shvach, Shvach in Peri Loy. But Peris he doesn't take, so it's very good. Agamore, which doesn't speak about Peris, is speaking about that the Balchoy took away the Karke from the Lekeich. Vahoneche Nami the Lekamon Oma Shmuel, Imlech Uksoiv, Shufro Ushvoche Uperi. Write down that the Moiche is Mishabed himself to pay the Peres from Idias. Lekomar Shibut Kedochem, Mishim de Lekam on Mairi Benigzal. Later it's speaking about Benigzal Shetofa. Saaf Beloiksi Beshibut, even though the Shibut was not written in the Shtar, Chayzerolov, Afilim Mishabdi. So the fellow without writing a shibud, the lekeach can mon from the mishabonim of the moiche, because the etzem nesinas hamois becomes a milva. By the time of the frishit, given the yesh lo ishtar mekach, but a mekach bottle, there never was a mekach shegzula hoisem. Avalei shtar halvo, demrinem beyachai yistor seifer, it's a shtar halvo, and memele, so he can mon the amount of money that he paid for the karke, alt shtar halvo. So alt shtar halvo, and here we say achai yistor seifer, and here afilu ashibud was not written. Period. Voho to omar shmuel becheske sabak. Hamoicher sode shaloi ba'achayis. A person sold a sode shaloi ba'achayis. Ein meyid loy aleho, mipnei shemamido bifnei balchoivoy, alav ochid meyid loy aleho, filanimtseish she'eino shaloi, mashmed loy hoder aleh. Period. Now let's just see what Tosfos Kashya is, and then we'll see what Tosfos Teretz is. There's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Reuven sold a karke to Shimon, and the next day, Levi comes to Shimon, and he tells Shimon, you know, this is my karke. It's a stolen karke. Fine. So now, and then the Levi brings his rayas that the karke belongs to him. So the Gemara says, Reuven and someone else, theoretically, could say, prove that the karke belonged to Reuven. That the karke belonged to Reuven. Fine. No, but Reuven is puzzled to say, hey, this, why? Because it is worthwhile for Reuven to say that the karke belonged to him, because if Reuven once borrowed money from Yehuda, so Yehuda can mon from this karke. So Reuven is a noigeya in that what he's saying, that the karke belonged to him, because with this karke he can pay up his balchoy. So it means as follows. The Gemara is clearing a shaila. Reuven, the Moicha, can he say Eidus that the karka belonged to him? Is Reuven neutral? Is Reuven a negeya? So now it's not his karka, he's older to Shimon. So the Gemara says, no, Reuven is a negeya because Reuven wants to say that the karka belonged to him because if Reuven once borrowed money from Yehuda, so Yehuda can be goyva from this karka from Shimon. So that's why he has a negiya to say the karka belonged to him. But Taisvis Shaima Shemayim, why do you have to go for such a far reason that Reuven is a negeya? It's Pashit Reuven is a negeya. Because I just said if you sell a stolen karka, so Shimon is going to mum back the money. So he's clearing why Reuven is a negeya. Because if Leib is going to take away the karka, Reuven is to give back the money to Shimon. So Reuven is a negeya. So why do you have to say Reuven is a negeya? He's a negeya because he's going to have to pay Shimon the money.
That's Taisvus Kasha. Bless you again, the Lashon of Taisvus. A person sold a karka without a chayis and made lo yomeon, even though he wasn't a kabbal chayis, he's still an egeya. He made the mamido b'knei bal choyva. But it would seem from the Gemara without this negiya, made lo yomeon. A filu nimtei sheinei shaloi. A filu now this lady wants to take it away from Shimon. Says that it's not his, it never was Reuven. That Shimon will not ask back the money. Hasam Meirit, the Taisha says, there it's speaking about Shapira Shloi Bishtar Shaloi Bachayis. He said the Feirish, I'm selling you this Kalke that no Achayis. It will be taken away from you. I have no achayis whatsoever. It's taken away from you that it's so. I'm not mekabel any achayis. So there the Gemara says, good. So even though Legabi Shimon, he has no negiyas whatsoever, although Reuven has a negiyah, Legabi is previous balchoy. But by Astameka, that's what Taisha says, Astameka, if someone says it was stolen, the Lekeas can be chayt. Let us go a little further. Oma Abai. Reuven Shemochal Soda Lishimin Bachay. Reuven sold a karka to Shimon Bachay. He said, the Taisha, she said, Achay is if the Balchay takes it away from you. I'll pay you. Ubo balchoy de Reuven, the katorit leiminei. And now the balchoy of Reuven, slap Shimon to Adin Torah, want to take away the karka. The karka is meshuba to me, I want to take away the karka. Right? Dinahu, the ozo Reuven umishtoi dine bahadei. Now, there's a big machlokes harishonim, what Reuven will accomplish now, but let's just learn the Gemara without understanding this nekuda. So, the Gemara says that the Reuven, we have here such a scenario. Reuven sold the karka to Shimon. Bachayis. The Bachayis takes it away from you, I'll pay you. Now, the Bachayis comes, Levi comes with the shtar, he has an entire with Shimon, the karka is Meshubet, he's coming to take away the karka from Shimon. Right? So now, Reuven wants to enter Beis Din. I want to be there. Shas, this entire, I want to be there. And Levi tells Reuven, mind your own business. I'm not handling with you. I want to take away this karka from Shimon. Ever been Torah with Shimon, you love about Dvorim Dibiyat. I don't want you in Besen. I have no shaykhus with you. You stick your nose out of this. I have a din taiva with Shimon. So that is the, and Reuven says, you have a din taiva with Shimon. You're going to take away from Shimon. So Lamaite, you know what's going to happen? Now I have to pay Shimon for the kalke. He's saying, I'm also a baldover on the kalke. I mean, you're taking away from Shimon. By you taking away this kalke, I'm a baldover on this kalke because of my interest on this kalke. That's the chiddush of Rabbi. Omar Rabbi, Reuven shemocha asod l'Shimon b'chai. Ubo balchayv the Reuven, the kator flaminei, the balchayv of Reuven wants to take away the kalke from Shimon. Dinahu the other Reuven mishtoi dina badei. Reuven can come into the din taira. I have something to say also. Leimotzi omale lav baltvorim didia. Levi cannot aine to Reuven. I have no shaykhus with you. I'm taking away the kalke from Shimon. You have no shaykhus in the din taira. So I don't want to speak with you. I don't want to hear your tainus. The Amalei, because Reuven tainus, the mafkes minei, by taking away from Shimon, alai didi hoda. What do you mean? That means, so this, that you're taking away the kalka of Shimon, is negeya me. Because by taking away the kalka from Shimon means that I'll have to pay for the kalka. So I'm also a baldover in the din Torah. So maybe I can say my 2 cents also. And maybe I'm a baldover here. Right. Ik is the amri afilu shaloi ba'achayis nami. Oh. Now here it says, amri de kechidit, that he sold him the karka shaloi ba'achayis. I mean, Reuven sold the karka to Shimon, told him, listen, I have a balchoid, I'm not mekabel any achayis, and by the kalke, I'm not mekabel any achayis. Right? Now, Shimon comes and takes, and now your lady comes and takes Shimon to din taira. So, Reuven, I'm coming also to Bez. I also want to find it. How do you come in? What's your geshert? A Malay, Leinicha Li, the lehevi l'shimin tahumis alai. That means, I won't have to pay. I won't have to pay Shimon. But you should know, from now on, we're not on speaking terms anymore. You take away the karka from Shimon, Shimon has tahumis on me. So this taking away of the karka is affecting me also. I'm considered a baldover in this din Torah. And the mela, I have a right to be a payin, and then now we have to see in the Rishonim what exactly Reuven can accomplish that Shimon is unable to accomplish. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi b'chayis. He sold the makaka b'chayis. Im yitzefu mimenu. He said clearly, if I'll take away the karka from Shimon, Shalom Lord. So he's gonna pay. He's gonna pay Shimon. Lashtuye dino bade. So now Reuven can come to Bezdin and handle with Levi the Balchoi ulesalkoi me al Shimon b'chol taine sheyuchal litain v'loima praticha kach v'kach. That means, Olocheira Rashi means to say that Mustama Reuven has a cheshben. I mean, he paid him with installment plans. He knows he paid him up the cheshben already. Shimon doesn't know all the cheshbonis, but Reuven knows. Praticha kach v'kach. That's one item. Oi kach v'kach, oi to come left field. Oi kach v'kach yesh li olecha tviya. I mean, you're running the kach. You know, I have a different din Torah with you. That means I lent you money. You owe me money. Kach v'kach yesh li olecha tviya. So, fuck, I didn't pay up this chay. You know, I didn't pay up this chay because you owe me a different chay. Mani ma'akiv chay v'zeh tachto. So Lechera Rashi is saying a very good case. That means without this Reuven, who would know such chesbainet? Reuven knows these chesbainet. Shimon doesn't know anything, man, Shimon. But so, I mean, Lechera Rashi is saying how Reuven could be misalik the Balchai, and Shimon can't be misalik the Balchai, because Reuven has chesbainet that Shimon doesn't know. You're not my baldova. I'm not taking anything away from you. Don't you miss him. Lady says, listen, you assign it to me, you just let me tell the entire. Now I have an entire with Shimon, nothing to do with you. I'm taking away this karka. This karka is not your karka. A good talk. You want to have later than Tera with me? I'll give you my phone number. We'll handle that. So the Gemara says, "Kintaina the maskis minei olai hoda, masha tamaiti mishimen yaser olai." So I'm also called a baldova. Since I'm also called a baldova, so I can handle and distribute.